Up, Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Podcast. They'll get you feeling good. From 104.5 Horoscopes. Aries.
Rest is necessary for you, Aries. Although you have a long list of tasks, try to leave some for later.
Taurus. When it comes to finances, you're on your own. You may not like hearing this, but it's the way things are. So take today to think about all the important decisions you need to make.
Gemini.
For some reason, there is a lot of tension in your household, and if you can be alone, that's probably a good idea.
Cancer.
If you feel stuck in your career today, your impatience may be strong, but it's important to think about the next steps that will move you forward.
Leo.
Money would make life easier if it didn't exist, right? It's frustrating to spend so much time and energy on your financial affairs, but you'll feel relieved once you handle everything.
Virgo.
You feel invincible, as if you accomplished and you can't accomplish anything. Enjoy the abundance of energy, but don't take unnecessary risks.
Libra.
It's a good day to putter around the house, Libra, and when that proves to be too much for you, you can curl up with some tea and a good book.
Scorpio.
It's not the best day for get-togethers. A friendly lunch could end up becoming a gossip fest, and no one wins in that situation.
Sagittarius.
You may receive an opportunity not to be missed from a well-meaning friend. Think things over this weekend before you commit, and maybe discuss it with others to get their much-needed input.
Capricorn.
You've been working hard lately, juggling both work and home, and you are probably feeling tired and overwhelmed by it all, so take this day to rest.
Aquarius.
Get creative with your loved one. And if you have a playmate in your life, find other means of fulfilling your passion.
That is the most interesting sign of all the signs we've read for today.
Yeah.
Pisces.
As a result, Pisces, of the current planetary alignment, you are encouraged to engage in social activity this weekend and to become involved in new activities with new people.
Great. All your horoscopes are online. If you need to check them out again at chum1045.com, you click on the Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar page.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Come on. In the morning.
My station.
Chum 1045.
Friday. It just sounds nice.
We made it. I feel rested and ready to take on the weekend. How about you?
I have to agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. This week didn't exactly go slowly.
No.
But it was cool.
Yeah. I felt yesterday for all day. I hate when this happens. Thursday was Friday. I felt that feeling. I thought, and I wished it, but now I'm okay.
That's a common feeling. That means that you're really, really looking forward to today.
Yeah.
You skip a day.
That's right.
It's like Pee-wee's Playhouse in here. We have a guest, Azalea. Hey.
Yay.
Hey, Bogwai Trudy.
Love that.
Yes, welcome in. Very cool. So, yes, Azalea will be handling trending for us this morning.
Yeah. Raptors. I know you're going to talk about the Raptors. Did everybody stay up and watch that game last night?
I stayed up long enough to know when I had to go to bed.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Right.
Like a moth to the flame, as our friend out in Scarborough would say. But we'll get to that in a little bit.
Yes.
Shout out to anybody who is still up mourning the loss of our friends. But you know what? It's all good. Great season.
Yeah.
Exciting series.
It wasn't a sweep. Let's put it that way.
And the brooms can go away.
Sunny today. Mm-hmm. Really nice and sunny and fun.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, the weekend looks good too.
Wake up, Toronto. It's Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Wake up.
On Chum.
Do you miss your selfie stick? Because that's like... is a selfie stick lame now or no? Oh, Azalea.
Kinda.
Okay.
I don't think I would like to be using it.
Do you own a selfie stick?
I have a few versions. Yeah, okay, I do.
But you don't use them anymore, do you?
No. And even when I did use them, I felt away.
Yeah, selfie sticks make you look like a real tourist.
Right. You look like a nerd.
Okay. Sorry, Marilyn. You don't have a selfie stick anymore, do you?
Okay,
good. We don't want to offend anybody.
No, but I think about when you are doing what you do, Azalea, you have to have, and there's nobody there to take the picture of you.
Exactly.
That's when you need it. But there were controversial a lot of ways because people were not handling them as well as Azalea was, and knocking over museum pieces and knocking over things, you know, that were kind of precious to people and getting into people's way.
And hitting people
with them.
Well, there's a new product premiering from Snapchat, the company with the app, that might actually look much cooler than the selfie stick. For $230, You can own a Snapchat drone. It's a tiny drone called the Pixie. And it's literally a handheld drone. Mm-hmm. It's about the size of the palm of your hand. It's like a square. It looks like, all right, if you look at the apps on your phone, you know that shape of the, like, the box?
Yes. That's what it looks like.
It's shaped just like that.
That's exactly.
And what this thing is, it's a little tiny handheld drone with four propellers built into it. And it has a camera. And it's literally a flying selfie stick.
Yeah, so what you do is you just, it lifts off from the palm of your hand and captures the picture or video and then zooms back down to your hand.
Yep. We are in the future, everybody.
We are.
We're here.
So what do you think of it?
I'd love to find a thing to hate about it, but I can't. It sounds really cool.
It sounds really cool.
It's good for 8 short flight paths before requiring a recharge.
So you get 8 pictures. Oh. So sorry, ladies. Yeah. Bring your charger.
Wow.
And it weighs 8. Less than a pound, so you can put it in your purse.
Someone's like, 8 is just the test.
Right.
Right.
It better be burst shot.
Right.
We need multiple.
Oh, my gosh. 8's not enough, is it? That's a good point, Jamar.
It'll only get better.
Okay.
Chum 104.5. Good morning. Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Toronto's Morning Show.
You guys do chores on the weekends or during the week?
During the week. You know, you have to get the recycling out and the garbage and that sort of stuff. That's a chore. You know, doing stuff around the kitchen, that's a chore, that kind of stuff.
That's interesting. We do chores on the weekends, mostly.
Yeah. And when it needs to be done, we get it done right away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are you taking massive ones or weekly ones? Because the big, taking out the furniture in the backyard, that's a weekend job.
I feel like on a Saturday, we just buckle down and just get everything done.
Okay.
You know, like...
Grocery shopping kind of thing? And what do you think?
No, it's more like laundry, cleaning... You know what I'm saying? Vacuuming, organizing.
Gotcha.
That'll be like a Saturday, Sunday activity.
Yeah.
Now, when you do chores with your partner, do you guys have assigned chores or do you kind of mix it up?
We mix up the laundry chores.
Mm-hmm.
Jim is now totally in charge of recycling. He does a great job at that.
Really?
Breaking down the...
Sounds like you just don't want to do it.
He takes it out to the court. I used to do it. I was a single mother for a long time. And he came into my life.
That's right.
And
then you were relieved of your duties.
But what I do, Jamar, is if he takes it out, which he does, I will bring it in because I get home before he gets home.
Okay, that's good.
Is that fair?
That's fair. Actually, according to what I'm reading right here, and anybody who's trying to spice up or maybe even... make things a little better in the relationship.
Yeah.
The key is mixing up the chores, swapping chores.
Yeah.
Research says that people who share the same tasks actually have higher levels of relationship satisfaction. And we're talking about just feeling that you're not getting bogged down.
Yeah.
A lot of times in a relationship, somebody will feel like, oh, I'm just doing everything. They look at the other part and like, you don't ever do this. You don't ever do that.
Right.
And that's on both sides.
That's on both sides.
Yeah.
Like, I'm always doing laundry. I'm always taking out the garbage. And so what this is saying is if you share every once in a while, just change it up a little bit. It's a nice surprise for your partner.
Absolutely.
Right.
And it's like, oh, okay, they care. That's a nice way of saying, I care.
Mm-hmm.
And I. And it's also, you may like it too. You may go, you might be better at it.
I know this is hard for me to hear because I really don't like folding laundry. I'll throw everything in both the washer, dryer. I'll do that stuff all day. I even take it out, throw it into a basket. But when it comes to bringing the stuff to a bedroom and folding it, not my favorite thing.
Not your favorite thing to do.
Can't stand it. Can't stand it. It's just like.
Does she do it okay? She does a great job.
Yeah, she does it great. Yeah. But, I mean, if I'm going to make things better, it sounds like I need to,
And not just a fold, a good fold.
And that's the
Don't
thing.
Don't be a bad fold.
I'm a roller. I'm not even fold. I just roll up.
I'll do it myself.
Right?
And I know past experiences with gentlemen in my past. They would do it not great. On purpose.
Just so that you take
over.
So
they didn't have to do it.
No. Uh-huh.
You know that. Michelle's going. Producer Michelle's going. Yeah, I know that.
Yep.
I know what that's all about. Yeah. So, it's tough sometimes, our T-shirts. But I'm really good at it. Folding. Boom. Looks like the gap. Looks like the gap. Looks like that. And there's something about, right, Azalea? You doing it. Like, as soon as you take it out of the dryer, you don't really have to iron it because it's, you press it down with your hands, do it. And then you put it. Like on your shelf and you're going, that is done. That is satisfaction to me. Done, done, done. And I do laundry, guys. I'm not kidding you. Every day. Every day.
Probably, yeah. I get it.
I don't want piles of it, and then I'm like looking at this mountain. I go, well, that's a full load.
Oh, I'm a mountain climber. Every day. Like, every day I'm climbing over the mountain in the bedroom, like... I've conquered the dirty laundry, like, just by getting around, just getting to
look
the bed.
Look at me. I got my cape on. I did it. No, I just, if I do a little bit every day, I don't feel like that there's this mountain to climb.
Yeah. So, satisfaction for me is just not having to do it whatsoever.
Okay, what do you love doing?
I actually
can't wait.
I actually like to vacuum.
Yeah.
I get a sense of satisfaction.
Good.
You know,
right.
That, you know, when you roll over like that pile of like, what'll we drop? My son will drop
cereal
or something on the floor, and you roll over and you hear that crackle.
Yeah.
Got him. It's like a great, someone listening right now knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That satisfying crackle of the vacuum cleaner to know that you hit the spot.
I got it.
It's a great feeling.
Channel 104.5. In the morning. Back to the morning show.
With Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Ever wonder how emojis get selected and added to your phone? There was a big article recently about how you actually can submit emojis to, a nonprofit organization called Unicode Consortium.
Mm-hmm.
What they do is they take all the proposals, they go through all the different stuff, and you can show your emotions through an emoji, and they could decide whether this will be released to the phone companies. You want to hear some stuff that actually was not approved? Because you could look in your phone and pretty much see everything that...
Sure, yeah. Okay, tell me.
Before I do give that list, everyone listening right now, text to 104536 an emoji idea that you think should be added or could be added to the phone keyboard. These are ones that were rejected, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. The Jesus emoji. No go on
no
Jesus.
No go. Not
no
happening.
Joe. Okay. If you ever wanted to text Jesus and instead of saying it, you could just... put his face up there.
Right.
For some reason, this company said, that's not going to work. Marilyn.
Yes.
Every time you want to just do a mic drop, you know when you're talking to somebody, you make your great point, you're like, mic drop.
Yeah.
The mic drop emoji was rejected.
Why? What did it even look like?
I would guess it would be a hand.
Yeah, with a
opened, palm down, with the mic falling.
But why... did they reject that? I wanted too much. Too much for a little emoji to handle.
I have
like
no idea.
There's already microphone emojis.
There's a microphone emoji. So I don't know why.
So maybe one. So you have to do it yourself.
Yeah, they do
it
yourself.
Do yourself thing. Okay.
How about this one?
Sure.
I don't know why they would reject this, but I've wanted many times in a conversation the tampon emoji.
Not
can't
needed.
Find it.
Well, don't know.
They rejected it.
Who cares? You
don't
what
need
you
that.
Want that for? Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man.
Good,
that
good is, rejection.
That is a flavor of sarcasm.
Yeah.
flip-flops. Anybody ever want a flip-flop emoji and be like, if I could just find the damn flip-flops.
I swear there's a flip-flop emoji.
I don't think there's flip-flops.
There's like look. One, I feel like there's one singular.
Okay, let's look.
And it's pink.
Look at you knowing that.
I feel like I've seen that. Yeah, well, look.
Is it there? Yeah, it's there.
It's turquoise.
Is that new?
I don't know.
Actually, I remember seeing a pink flip-flop.
I feel like
point.
I remember seeing a pink one, but it's turquoise now.
Okay.
It could be new.
Could be new. Anybody ever want the angry poop emoji?
No.
Yeah, angry poop. Like, you've got the happy poop, but we don't have an angry poop.
That's like food poisoning poop.
That's like
food
poisoning
like diarrhea
poop.
Got it.
Yeah.
That's like I'm not feeling well poop.
Okay.
I can't believe I'm saying that.
There it is.
And so you know what? I can imagine them going, huh? Look, what do these people look like?
Right.
That are
that
judging
come up
all
with
this.
These things.
Yeah, okay.
I want to know why they won't give us a lime emoji.
Like the instead of a lemon?
Yeah.
A lime.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's not one.
I'll tell you something. Limes are one of my favorite fruits. And it's multi-purpose because in Toronto, you know, if you say you're hanging out with people, you're liming.
Right.
So you just...
What do you mean? That's what I want it for.
You just throw out a bunch of limes?
Yeah.
Be like, lime?
That's exactly what I want
so
it for.
Give you a thumbs up. Yes. Okay. Bitcoin and Dogecoin emoji. Anybody ever want a Bitcoin, Marilyn? You've ever wanted a Bitcoin emoji?
No, I've never wanted one.
Okay, well.
I look at the metal one as thinking, like, you know, when they show metal as a Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone has sent me, like, Bitcoin, and they, instead of that, it's the metal.
Okay.
I don't know why. Does that make sense?
I hear you.
Okay.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Well, this one, the last one I'll share
Okay.
It's one that I would actually use, but for some reason they decided to not add it to the pot.
Okay.
The dumpster fire emoji. A dumpster on fire. I mean, is there anything more symbolic of the year we're living in than a dumpster fire? Yeah.
They probably figure you could put emojis together to create that.
Or just write the number 2022.
A friend of mine just wrote to me and said, is there a popcorn emoji? Is there?
Yeah, there's a popcorn emoji.
Yeah.
Box of popcorn. Okay. Yeah, the popcorn emoji is great.
Yeah, okay.
I love that. Anytime you're getting ready to watch some drama, you just throw the popcorn emoji and be like, ooh, see how this is going to turn out.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, the next lesson for all of us is how you use your emojis.
Mm-hmm.
Like, honestly, how you guys use your emojis. Like,
yeah.
What do you use to describe something that looks like that, but it really means this? That's the translation I need.
Right. Because the emoji never really means what the emoji is.
Exactly.
It morphs.
Very confusing.
It morphs. You got to give it time to settle in.
Yeah. I might need a lesson on that next week. If you guys can come up with a glossary, that'd be great.
Right.
All right.
Poor Italians, their eggplant got taken over.
What's trending in Toronto?
What's trending? Let me know, let me know.
This next week of double digits and sun is getting me super excited for the summertime. And something that's happening in the summertime, which is amazing for Toronto, is how many concerts, live music, so many shows that you can go to. I mean, we've been doing that Artist of the Day here giveaway with tickets. But Live Nation also announced that they're bringing back something called Concert Week. So Concert Week is where you can get tickets for $25. Like for artists like Alicia Keys, Backstreet Boys, John Legend, Josh Groban, Shania Twain, Wu-Tang.
You should really take advantage of that.
Mm-hmm. That is crazy.
I mean, that just a couple of the artists you said there are just epic artists.
Yeah.
That are, I mean, Grammy-nominated, Grammy-winning, chart toppers. I mean, mm-hmm. for $25, those are memories that you can't really pay for.
Right. So I'm so curious about how they're doing this. Like, I'm going to assume that a lot of these shows are going to be at the Budweiser Stadium.
Yeah.
Or at Budweiser Stage. And, like, so are you paying for, like, that grass area at the top? Is that what you're getting for this? Or is it, I wonder what you're getting.
Yeah.
Like, where are you sitting for this?
Probably. I mean, but it's not front row, that's for sure.
Yeah. I mean, it's not going to be in the mosh pit.
But it's a cool night out. It's definitely.
Exactly.
You're outside, you're hearing the music live, and you're going, this is the best thing ever.
Yeah. And honestly, the Budweiser stage, I love that venue. It is such a cool, like, Toronto gem. Mm. Anyway, so this is happening May 4th to the 10th. And it's only for select shows. So I'm going to assume it's going to be for shows that are like weekdays or something like that. We'll see. We'll see what they're offering. But anyways, pretty good deal, $25. Also yesterday, James Corden, he announced, well, last night, that on The Late Late Show that he'll be leaving the show next year in the spring. So his contract was actually supposed to be up in August, but he extended it to stay on for one more season.
Okay.
He was on the show for 8.5 years. So they're saying that this is such an amazing feat for him because he said he only planned on staying for maybe 5 years.
Yeah, yeah.
But it just became, you know, a staple that he had to stay. They're still not sure who or how they're going to replace him, but a lot of people are saying, I mean, we were talking about this before, Marilyn, that, you know, he wants to go back to the UK with his family.
Yeah, he and his wife have a couple of kids, and they, during the pandemic, they realized how much they were not with the family, and that's right. Where they're from, and that's where they want to be. And I know he's got stuff lined up for sure. The other thing is, extension of that contract is so they can get prepared for what they're going to do next.
Right. But he did say that he's not 100% sure yet what they're going to do about going back to the UK. He said that he genuinely doesn't have the answer to that. He said that it's something on the life side of things that they're still trying to figure out. But he said he loves living in the U.S.
Yeah.
And he added that there's a ton of things that he still wants to do and accomplish just to see if he's capable of doing it. So he said it's really scary. It's terrifying. But that's more of a reason to do it.
More of a challenge. It depends on where the work is, what the challenge is. All sorts of things. So lots of chapters are opening up for him.
And he's so talented and he's so funny. So I think, you know, sky's the limit.
That's a risk. That's a risk after doing so well for so long.
Comfy cozy as that host, so now. But also yesterday, the trailer for Jurassic World Dominion was released, and this comes out this summer.
What is that?
Biggest carnivore the world has ever seen.
Run!
So I love that so many of the original cast members continue to be a part of this franchise. So for anyone confused, this is the third movie in Jurassic World series, but it's the sixth Jurassic movie altogether.
Is it with Jeff Goldblum? Is he in that one? Is that that original?
Is that the guy?
Jeff Goldblum? Yeah, that's the original one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, so it's a... Oh, yeah, he's in it. Jeff Goldblum. Yeah, yes. Yeah. He's in there. And then the other guy who, like, the guy...
Sam,
who,
I know who you're talking about.
Everybody, you guys all know who I'm talking about. They're in it.
See his face.
You see his face. You know who I'm talking about. He's in it.
You know that guy.
So funny.
You know that guy that was in that movie with that other guy? And there was also another movie?
Remember?
It's that guy from Australia guy.
Oh, man.
Sam Elliott? Not Sam somebody.
The theme was playing in the background, and he saw the dinosaur for the first time.
Am I close with Sam?
His agent's punching the air right now.
Okay. And he jumped out of the Jeep to go see the dinosaur in person for the first time. That guy.
That's great.
So this movie...
What is that? His sister might be living or lives in Toronto. Who knows?
This movie is focused on... Okay, we're going to find that, but I'll tell you what the movie's about.
Okay.
So it takes place in present day, and it takes place after the Jurassic World theme park. It's destroyed. And then dinosaurs are now freely kind of wandering the planet. They're living with humans. Humans have adapted to living with them, which we all know is a recipe for disaster.
Right.
So dinosaurs and humans cannot coexist, people.
Oh, my God.
So I'm always going to be a fan of this franchise, though. I just feel like they always do it so well. I love seeing the dinosaurs kind of jump out of the water, like those massive ones that you're...
Yeah, you like that?
You
like,
see a whale, you already know a whale is massive, and then they show you the size of a dinosaur jumping out.
I'm coming to it.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you.
No,
I'm gonna
tell.
Oh, you found him?
No, I'm fine. Sam Neill.
Sam Neill.
Dum-ba-da-dum-ba-ba. I got halfway right.
There it is.
Sam Neill. He looks so different in this photo. Oh, yeah, this is him.
He's old.
You're right. Sam Neill.
He's been fighting dinosaurs for as long as dinosaurs have been around. Yeah, Sam Neill, Laura Dern, Jeff Goldblum.
He looks the same, though, I find, in this new trailer.
He does. You remember that guy?
Good for him.
With Nicole Kidman before he got dressed. But anyway, I have to go back. That's how I go back in time. But I got half of it right, and I feel very proud that I didn't have to Google it. Do you guys do that, too? You go, let me try to remember it without Googling it or searching it.
No.
We're from a new generation. We Google.
I straight to Google. I don't care.
You don't care.
I have no...
Do you remember where you parked your car? This is what I'm worried about.
Phone tells me where I parked
it. Yeah, I get it on my phone now. You parked here.
Our generation takes no pride in being know-it-alls.
When is my birthday?
Oh, my
your birthday? Let me... When?
Commercial break?
Hey, Siri.
How about a commercial?
It's July 1st, though.
Thank you.
Wake me up. It's Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Chum 104.5. Get up.
So the question is, when are you officially on task at your job? Everyone should really think about that right now, especially hourly employees.
Mm.
And text the answer to 104.536. I think this is a game changer for most hourly employees, what's going on with Delta. And if you didn't know, by the way, people in the airline industry, if I'm butchering this whole story, sorry, I'm just going to do a layman's term for everyone else who's not in it.
Right.
Basically, Delta looks like they're getting ready to unionize. And in a reaction to that, the company is trying to, you know, give some concessions to the flight attendants. And they're essentially saying, okay, flight attendants, work starts now once you start loading people on the plane. And the average person doesn't really realize that a flight attendant, especially in the United States, does not start getting paid until the door on the plane closes and then they start moving off to the tarmac. Like, that's crazy to me. Because, you know, we go to an airport, you go to Pearson, and you see the flight attendants in their outfits and they look so snazzy. And they look, you know, all pulled together and they're walking through the airport and you think they're on the clock. They're not.
They're not until they take the door closes.
Isn't that crazy?
That was new news to me.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, no wonder they're getting angry on that. Because let's think about when you are on that ramp before you get on the plane,
right?
In
the jetway, yeah.
The jetway, that's what that's called. I didn't even know that. You get into the plane, you get your seat, and they'll go, seat 12C is over there. Thank you very much. That's helping me. That's working.
Yeah.
They sit down, whatever. They go through the whole thing about, you know, put your overhead bags. Let's talk about the amount of stuff that we bring on a plane.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to wait for the suitcase to come down. So we just stuff everything in an overhead.
That's a pretty recent thing, too.
That is so, yeah, and that's work.
Yeah.
That's work. And then people fighting before they take off. they should be paid much, much more.
And your kid needs to be strapped in.
Yeah,
yeah. Sir, turn off the iPad.
Right.
Yes, you have to wear a mask.
Yes. Right. I can't believe all I thought.
12B is down there.
That's right. Exactly.
These are all the things that a flight attendant is doing.
Yes.
Before they're even getting paid for the job.
That's right. Not until the door closes. That, to me, I cannot believe that you put up with that for so long.
So according to the story I'm reading, the Delta employees are going to get paid 50% before the doors close while boarding. And then once the plane boards and the doors close, then they get their full pay. But they're going to get a little something. I kind of feel like the flight attendant should probably just get paid once they get in the airport, right? Because, I mean, inevitably someone's going to ask them. I mean, someone's going to ask them, where's the gate? You know, like just get.
Oh, because you're in the uniform.
Yeah, they're in the uniform.
Yeah, because when you and I get in our cars, right?
Yeah.
Are we getting paid while we're going in our cars?
No, but I'm definitely working once I get into my car.
But once you get into the car.
Once I get in my car,
yeah.
I literally turn on the radio.
Yeah.
And I start listening to about 3 different radio stations. I will not tell you which ones they are. And I listen to them to see how bad they sound. And then I go, okay, I'm going to sound better than them today. That's work.
True.
You like my shade? I'm throwing people. No, realistically, I literally listen to the radio once I'm in the car to start kind of sifting through information.
That's right.
And then I decide, you know, what's being talked about in the radio sphere today.
Okay, and what I do is I get up early. I get up around 3, mm-hmm. and I look at a couple newscasts.
Yeah.
And then I send sometimes you guys some stuff. Sometimes and then I get ready for work, and then I get into the car, and I too listen to various news programs that will aid in my discussing stuff with you guys. So I feel like I'm a little bit more well-informed. That's work.
I forgot. Once I wake up, I actually open my phone and open the email.
Wait, hold a minute. Now,
Did I just tell a secret?
Yeah, you do. He prides himself not looking at emails. Uh-huh.
No, this is like literally, once the alarm goes off, I start looking at email, and I start thinking about, you know, stuff, you know, topics that our producer will send over.
Yeah.
That's work. So the question everyone should ask right now or answer is, when do you start your job? That's the debate here for the Delta employees.
Yeah. And the interesting thing about all of this is I was shocked by the fact that they weren't. But also working from home, that's another kind of layer to this.
Yep.
When do you start? When do you clock in?
Marilyn, I'll tell you what industry will have a hard time answering that question.
What's that?
The teachers.
Oh,
the
yeah.
teachers.
Mm. Well, your mom was a retired teacher. When did she start? When did she, like always?
Yo, the clock
never
was
off?
Never off. Like,
never
when
off.
When she stopped? When she was sleeping.
Yeah, yeah.
When does the job actually start when you're a teacher?
Yeah.
And when does it actually stop?
Yeah, so no matter what you do, let us know when you think it officially starts. I like the fact that you're talking about, you know, you're arriving at the airport and you work on the airline, pilot or taking care of people, no matter how.
Mm-hmm.
People will stop and ask you questions. That's work. Mm-hmm. You've got the uniform on. You're in.
Yeah, expect.
You're in the building. You're ready to take off.
Even when there's delays.
Right.
They don't get paid for that.
They don't get paid. And you know,
crazy.
Just once you put the uniform, you're expected to represent the company.
Yep.
You know, you can't just run around, you know, doing ridiculous things once you've got that uniform on.
Ignoring people, being on your phone. Just,
Yeah.
that's rough.
You're working.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
Good morning.
The Chum Morning Show.
Good morning.
Take us anywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
I don't even know how cab drivers get paid. But do they get paid once they get in the car?
I don't know.
Because a lot of them will park the car at the house, right? They'll take the car home with them. They lease it, right?
Yeah. They lease it.
When does the clock start?
Cab drivers, let us know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I often have cab drivers say to me when they drop me off, is there a concert or something going on? Where should I go? Because they see me, like, do you know of anything that's happening? Because I'm usually the first person on their shift. I don't know how I win that one. And I go, gosh, I think there's a this and a this and a this, you know, happening. And because they're just waking up and ready to start the night.
Right.
So that's an interesting question.
Someone texted in, cab drivers get paid only when they drive.
Only when they drive.
Hmm.
So that's why I'm asked that question. What other events are happening in the city? If they know who I am, and I think I'm in the know, they think I'm Azalea. Like I know what's happening. My goodness.
Well, between the two of you, you can get the entire city mapped out.
There you go.
Yeah.
Events.
That's a good question, though.
I just keep remembering, you know, when I was growing up, watching my mom as a teacher.
Yes.
All weekend.
Yeah.
Grading, creating, cutting out things, making bulletin boards, dragging stuff home, even during the summer. And everyone that says teachers, oh, you get the summers off. What do you think those summers are spent doing?
I know.
Lesson plans.
Getting the classroom ready.
And, you know, anytime I would hear that, I get angry, too, because my sisters, both teachers.
Okay.
They're always on it.
A whole shed in the back of the house of just teaching supplies.
Yes.
Right. And your mom's spending her own money.
Her own money.
Yeah.
When does the job really end? And that's what it looks like Delta's trying to reckon with their flight attendants. Mm-hmm. They're saying that the job now officially begins once they start boarding the plane, not when the door closes, which is the traditional way for that industry. Once the door closes in the plane, some people are saying only when the brake is released on the who knows
when the brake is released
on the plane.
Is that what they're saying?
That's what they're saying. They say when the brake is released on the plane, that's when you officially on the clock.
Oh, I have been on flights where there were major delays, where we're sitting on that tarmac for hours.
Yep, no one's getting paid.
I flabbergasted.
Crazy? When people in first class are asking for their champagne and their warm nuts.
Yeah.
Right.
That's free.
Wow.
Champagne and almonds, please. Begrudgingly.
I walk off.
Yeah, exactly.
Me behind the curtain behind 12C's going, I have something to drink.
Yeah, right.
But they're also, I think about flight attendants. You are helpful. You are therapists sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You are taking care of people's not only emotions but what their needs are. It starts from the moment they get on the plane. So that's why we were thinking about when does your job start? And it's really murky sometimes, isn't it, guys?
Yeah, because not everybody has like a punch clock.
No.
Sometimes you're just putting, you know, a timesheet together and then, you know, you're estimating when you start the job.
And people say, I'm off the clock. And so they're off the clock. Yeah.
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 Okay.
Thinking about all the time. How about being a radio program director?
Oh, they're on all the time.
All the time.
That's what you guys don't know.
No, thanks.
Yeah.
That's why you have it, and I don't. I'm not.
Uh-huh.
Good morning, everyone.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar on Chum.
What's going on, guys? It's your boy, Javon from JVTV, and I'm back with another reaction video for you guys. Today, I'll be checking out an artist called Gregory Abbott, and the song that I'll be reacting to is called Shake You Down. Guys, stop playing with him. That man said, stop playing with him. If he wants something, if he wants her, he gonna get her, man.
That is the voice of Javon Wellington, my latest obsession on social media as we're doing Follow Friday today. He is the person behind the channel JVTV, where he reacts, Marilyn, to songs that he's never heard before. And I'd like to introduce Javon Wellington of JVTV.
Hey, Javon.
Hey, what's going on?
Welcome to the world of Gregory Abbott 1986. How do you like that song?
It was amazing. That voice.
I know. Very good voice. Hey, I congratulate you for not only listening to this song, but listening to the lyrics.
Oh, right? So many people don't.
No, a lot of people don't do that. Just from that little clip that we heard, you're really talking about what he's thinking in that song.
Yeah, I tried to pay attention to the lyrics as well as the music.
Yeah.
So the backstory is I stumbled onto JVTV on, you know, we all just click around YouTube, then it starts serving us stuff.
Yeah.
And Javon, at some point, the algorithm told me that I'd enjoy your videos, and I thoroughly have been enjoying your videos. And then we started talking on Instagram, and what captivated me the most about your reaction videos is that you're reacting to some really big songs, man. Like, one of his most recent reactions, and it's going to horrify the audience, was to Bee Gees Stayin' Alive. And my question is, you haven't heard the Bee Gees Stayin' Alive before?
No, honestly, I never knew who the Bee Gees was.
Whoa.
So when I first heard them, I was like, wow, like these harmonies, like, these guys are good.
These guys were good. They were good because they're at the time they were great. They're just some of them have passed on. But that Stayin' Alive was 1977. So how old are you?
Right, I'm 25.
Well, that's probably why you didn't know. And what kind of music did your parents listen to when you grew up?
I mean, I was born in Jamaica, so okay. I mostly listen to like reggae, dancehall music.
There you go. You would that's what the thing is, Jamar.
100%.
Lucky you discovering all this great music.
Like as a fellow Jamaican, I will also say, maybe Javon, you could relate to this. A lot of times we'll hear songs and we'll hear like the reggae version of it. Only to later hear the original version, be like, wait, that was a remake?
That's
true. Like some songs I react to, I'm like, wait. Yeah, I've heard this before.
I know this. It'd be like, Busy Signal, One More Night. That's a remake. Anyway.
Very funny.
So
now we understand a little bit more.
So when did you start your channel, Javon?
Mm-hmm. I think I started back in the summer of 2018.
Summer of 2018. And was it just always reactions that you were doing? You just kind of started listening to music and taping yourself doing it?
Yeah, it was always reactions. So how I got started, I had a friend. She did reactions to K-pop music, mostly the group BTS. So that's what sparked it, because I saw how she was obsessed with BTS, and I'm like, BTS? I never heard BTS before. I never listened to Korean music before. So I was like, let me check it out, see what the hype is about. Mm. So that's where I started from.
And then you moved over to the top 40.
And then move over to the classic rock.
The classic rock.
I wasn't into rock. So I was like, somebody recommended Queen to me.
Huh?
I'm like, okay, let me check them out.
Which Queen song? Somebody to Love? Bohemian Rhapsody?
I'm trying to remember.
Did you like them?
I'm trying to remember which Queen song was the first one I reacted to.
Did you like it though?
Oh, yeah. And I kept going from there.
Yeah.
And I reacted to like a full live concert that they did.
Good. Oh, I'm so impressed by you. Yeah. Yes. Live Aid. Oh, man.
Yeah.
That was good. So I'm understanding him a little bit more, Jamar, about the love and the discovery is fantastic.
Once again, he's reacting to some really good music. Yeah. So you're getting submissions from people who like know your channel. And they're just telling you, hey, you should try this out. You should try this out. Is that how it works?
Yes, that's how it works. I read the comments a lot, and I get messages of people saying, oh, you should check this out, react to that.
And now he's got hundreds of thousands of views.
Right.
So his channel's very, very popular. He's reacted to the Eagles, Meatloaf, ABBA, Kylie Minogue. He's reacted to a bunch of really everything. One song in particular that you reacted to, Javon, that I think this city will resonate with. And once again, I can't believe you never heard the song, but this was one of your biggest reactions on the channel.
Okay.
And I'm going to play it for you, and let's just see how you react to it live on the radio.
Okay.
Do you remember reacting to the song?
Oh, yeah.
He reacted to Snow Informer.
Wow. Good
and I think it hit him. It was a 1-2 punch for him. Number one, because, by his appearance, he didn't realize he'd be hearing a dancehall reggae song, from a white dude.
From Canada.
But Snow is from right here in Toronto.
Yeah. And the awesome thing is that Snow actually commented on that video.
Snow commented. What did Snow say about the video?
I think he was like, big up or blessings. He liked it.
You know that guy's a legend, right? He's a 90s, staple in every party.
Yeah.
Good for you. So you're actually hearing from the artists. That's amazing.
Very cool. Well, listen, if you want to have some fun with Javon, check him out on JVTV. That's JAYVEETV on YouTube. And are you still taking submissions from people about what you should react to next?
My list is pretty lengthy.
Oh, excuse me.
So,
do you have time for Jamar and I to suggest one song each? Can we suggest one song each?
Thousands of songs on my list.
I know, but talking to the number one radio station in the country.
And I will say, you would have to add some more Canadian content on your reactions.
Yeah, yeah.
You're reacting to a lot of stuff, but there's some good Canadian.
What were we gonna ask him to listen to?
He should listen to some Cardinal Official for sure.
Okay, I'm going Detroit. I'm
okay.
Going Bob Seger.
Bob Seger. Okay,
I'm going cool. Bob Seger.
Bob Seger.
Seger. Yeah. Have you listened to Bob Seger yet?
Yeah, I've done quite a bit of Bob Seger.
Good for you. Then you're all right with me. You like Bob Seger?
Yep. Against the Wind, Old Time Rock and Roll. What's the latest one I listened to? Forgot the title of it. But yeah, Bob Seger is amazing.
That's amazing. You're amazing. So much fun talking to you.
Thank you. This was amazing. Thank you, guys.
Follow Friday featuring JVTV's Javon Wellington.
Watching him discover those songs is just joy. Like, it's like, look at you. He sucks the songs, too.
He reacted to Shanice,
yes?
I Love Your Smile, and I was just like, woo! When he loved it, who would win him? It was great. Anyway, thanks for chilling this morning, right, Jay?
Thank you.
Awesome.
What's trending in Toronto?
What's trending?
Let me know.
So I don't think many people know that Toronto Caribbean Carnival is already in full swing. Band launches are already underway. We have about 3 or 4 more to go. Saldina, Carnival Nations, and Jamal McGlure's Toronto Revelers launched over the last couple weeks.
What does that mean, launched?
So the launch is basically a party and a fashion show,
okay,
all in one.
Okay.
So they're showing off all the costumes, and I'm going to use Saldina for the example here. So the band leader is Louis Saldina. He's a veteran. Uncle Lou, as I call him, he's been doing this all his life. So the band launch happened last Friday. So the bands are each kind of truck that you see going down the road with the costumes following. They have 16 sections, and within one section has about 3 or 4 versions of each costume. So you can get your backline, which is your basic, midline, and then frontline. So it goes from least elaborate to the most elaborate costume.
No feathers, mini feathers, big feathers.
Right,
one
exactly.
Feather.
See, you're getting it.
Strategically placed.
Okay.
Exactly, right? So usually the way that this process would work for you to secure a costume and put a down payment would be to go into the mass camp, which is like a showroom. Mm-hmm. You could view the costume and then make your down payment. But Saldina only just secured their mass camp, so they opened online registration on Wednesday, where you had the option to pay in full. So this worked out really well for a lot of people because they really wanted certain costumes that they saw at the launch, and they're like, we want this one, we're gonna get it. Let me tell you, the entire site crashed. That is how many people were trying to get on it at 8 o'clock on the dot to get the costume that they wanted. One section in particular, very popular. It is the sexiest costume. Let me actually pull this up to show you, Marilyn.
Okay, I gotta see.
Section leader Dr. J, who is the biggest soca DJ in Toronto. He does the biggest events. Proud to say, a friend of mine. His section with his sister Mayanna sold out completely. And they didn't even get a chance to open in-person registration, which is going to be tomorrow on Saturday. That's how in demand this costume was. And each section has about 300 to 500 participants.
Wow.
So everybody who registered with their section paid in full.
If you multiply this out by all the bands,
yeah,
all the sections, all the people, this year's carnival is going to be insanity.
Insanity.
It's going to be so big and packed. It's going to be awesome.
Well,
it's going to be amazing.
It's like better appreciation now more than ever. Everybody wants to be a part of it.
Well, yeah, it's been 2+ years.
Yeah, for sure.
Since anyone's done anything here.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is that?
I'm showing Marilyn the photo of the costume right now.
That's beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
Look at the colors, yeah.
Absolutely.
Now,
so, I mean, 300 to 500 might be an exaggeration. I want to say, but I do, maybe not an exaggeration. Dr. J,
the amount of people in the section?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, it could be easily that.
I want to say it's about 300 to 500, right? Like, that sounds right to me.
That sounds right to me.
Saldina is one of the biggest bands, so it's wild. And I'm just so ready. We have a couple more launches to go. There are other sections that people could play mass in, but obviously this one. I mean, and it's been 2 years since we've had it. So people have been planning these designs, and these ones in particular happened with a designer.
Anybody looking to play mass, we'll let you know how you can get in with Carnival Nations and Chum. Very, very shortly.
There you go.
Stay tuned.
And if you have
tuned.
Any questions, of course, you could always ask me.
Yeah.
I got the answers.
You do. You do have the answers. That's an incredible costume. It was incredible.
We just need one thing. Some warm weather. Like, goodness
it's
gracious.
It's going to happen in August.
We're talking about carnival. My fingertips are still freezing.
I know, right?
Like, what
it's
is
okay.
Going
We're getting
on?
There.
We're getting there. Okay.
Time to wake up. Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
So why don't we add to the watch list for the weekend if everyone's inclined to be, you know, in front of their TV streaming something? What are you looking at this
week? How's the winning time, the Rise of the Lakers Dynasty Season 1 going for you? One episode in?
Are you stream shaming me?
No, I just want to know.
I haven't gotten through another episode. I've been so busy.
I know you've been busy, but I'm encouraging you to do that.
I'll tell you that the first episode I did see was incredible.
Oh, it's great. It's called Winning Time, The Rise of the Lakers Dynasty, right there on Crave HBO. Ah.
Incredibly produced, very well acted.
Oh, my gosh. It gets crazier and crazier with each episode. And some people that are actually the real people that are still alive that are portrayed in this are not happy.
Okay.
Looking forward to next Thursday, HBO has The Staircase, and we'll run it on Crave. So you go to Crave and go to HBO. The Staircase stars Colin Firth and Toni Collette. And it's a true story of a novelist accused of killing his wife. And there's about three episodes. It's going to drop for three episodes. And it looks really fantastic. So if you're into that kind of thing. And then I landed on Larry Kramer in Love and Anger. Okay. It was a documentary, again, HBO, a courtesy of Crave. In 2015 is when this was done. But I didn't know much about Larry Kramer. And let me just say this. The AIDS crisis and how vocal he was, they describe it as a modern warrior. He was a modern warrior during the height of the AIDS epidemic. It is quite amazing, all that he achieved during that time. So,
what a scary time though.
Larry Kramer in Love and Anger. Yeah, I mean, I lost a couple of friends during that time. We know we all have in some way, shape, or form, some creative souls too. And how the Reagan administration was not paying attention to the people dying from AIDS. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, really discriminatory.
Yes, very much so.
And it was a time where we needed desperately so much research and knowledge about what was going on.
Yeah.
And we knew little to nothing. It was very scary. And I was like a young kid at the
time. You were little. Yeah, exactly.
I remember going, what's going on right now?
Yeah. Exactly. And you get introduced to a very young Anthony Fauci in this documentary.
Wow. Okay.
Who worked very closely with Larry Kramer. So you're going to find it interesting and also thought-provoking because it hasn't gone away. Right? It hasn't gone away, but it wasn't ever paid attention to. So that's what I recommend.
Great. Mm-hmm. Good recommendation. Azalea, in for Caitlin this morning.
Yeah, I have a suggestion. It's called Roar, and it's, I think it's on Apple, so you could probably check it out there. It's produced by Nicole Kidman, so there's 8 episodes, and it's sort of a dark humor surrounding issues that women face right now. So it's kind of Black Mirror-esque, I want to say, but the episodes are shorter. So the first episode actually stars Issa Rae. I love her. She's my favorite. Her episode is called The Woman Who Disappeared. So every episode is kind of The Woman Who blank.
Okay.
And hers, it follows her as a Black woman with a sort of imposter syndrome. She's an author. She's getting to be very famous, but she feels like, oh, I don't deserve to stay in this gorgeous mansion. Like, I should just stay, you know, at a random Airbnb, like things like that. You know, she's feeling like she doesn't deserve, but she's also feeling like she's slowly disappearing while working with men in corporate white America kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So she's just slowly losing her voice more and more until she feels like she's completely disappeared and people are just not even seeing her anymore, even though, you know, they brought her to LA to work on her book, to turn her book into a movie, but they're not listening to anything that she has
to say. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's called again?
It's called Roar, okay. Like a lion's roar.
And every episode is a capsulized kind of idea.
Yes. And every episode is different. Yeah. It's not. So I think the second episode is Nicole Kidman.
That's great.
Yes. It's very interesting the way that they do this.
Well, there's one. Can you just talk about The Shelf really quickly?
Yeah. There's one where a woman, she's a model. She gets married to this guy, super rich guy. And one day he builds the shelf on his wall in his office. And she's like, oh, well, what is this for? And he's like, oh, it's for you. She's like, well, I don't have shoes or bags to put on there. He's like, no, it's for you. So he put her up on the shelf. And he's like, the whole idea was he didn't want her to work anymore. He wants to just look at her all day. It makes him happy. So she would get dressed up in gowns, basically a trophy wife.
Oh, wow.
Dressed up in gowns, makeup, hair done. She's sitting on this wall all the time. He would bring her gifts every single day. And then eventually he just stopped bringing her gifts and stopped. Then he turned his desk around one day and she's like, hello? You're not going to look at me anymore? He's like, oh, I like natural sunlight now. And then eventually, you know, it just... the women get their roar back.
Ah.
You know, that's what
the whole
thing is.
See how they get their roar back.
Yes.
Very interesting concept. I like that. I'm going to tune into that one.
Very cool.
Yeah.
If you're on Netflix still, there's a brand new nature series featuring the voice of
former President Barack Obama.
Oh, yes. I heard about that.
It's called Our Great National Parks, and he goes through, details national parks around the world, some of the best ones. He goes to Kenya. He goes to Chile. He goes to Monterey Bay in the U.S., and he just shows you some of the really untouched and overlooked national parks that you might not know about. What's so cool about those nature shows, too, I mean, anyone who watches them know that, you know, we can't all just get on a plane and travel everywhere so we like to go.
Yeah.
So it's a great way to, you know, see other parts of the world. But I was reading recently that they said that watching nature shows or travel shows is really good for your mental health.
Yeah, I totally agree with that.
I think that's why I watch them.
Yeah, me too. I think I go, okay, I'm going to go to the Grand Canyon today.
You can travel.
That's cool.
You can travel without traveling. Yeah. You know, if these are places, remote locations that you might not make it to. Like, I don't know when I'm going to go to Indonesia.
I know. And the other thing is, with technology being the way it is,
yep.
The drone footage and all, I mean,
they've gotten places, so good.
Yeah, so good at
the
it.
The imagery is beautiful.
Right?
It's beautiful.
I was so mad at Will Smith why he messed it up. He was supposed to do another good one.
Oh, man.
But anyway. Messed it up.
Way to go, Barack.
But, yes, Barry, Barack, you will lead us through the next great nature show. So that one is called Our Great National Parks. That's on Netflix.
Okay.
Great. Those are the submissions for the watch list.
Back to the morning show.
Good morning.
With Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
The only way to wake up.
On Chum 104.5.
Shout out to the flight attendants. We discussed this morning that there is a discussion ongoing about when that job officially begins.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are thinking about that right now. When the job does begin. Marilyn, is the job done for you? When does it begin? When does it end? Like, what's your day like today?
My day like today is after I see you.
Mm-hmm.
I go do the television show.
Okay.
Then I see you again to do some stuff for Chum.
Mm-hmm.
And then I turn on the grandma thing.
Yeah, that's all the job.
Sleepover. Sleepover night tonight, which means no sleep for me.
Look at that. Look at that.
Yeah.
When's my job begin? Well, it began this morning.
Yeah.
I'm DJing tonight.
Yeah.
So that... A whole other time. When does that end? Whenever everyone stumbles out of the club, the party.
Where are you?
I'll be fam tonight at 566 Queen West, right on the corner of Queen and Bathurst.
And when are you going to start?
Be there at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
But I'll get there before 8 o'clock because the job starts before I start.
That's the point. See, it's not the time that you, okay, it starts at 8 o'clock. It's the prep time.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah, we're all putting in overtime, everybody.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Chum 104.5 Podcast.